And then you're just cursing out your life and just
wondering. Dude, we're recording.
Okay. It's okay. Ladies. They can listen. It's okay. We're just talking about how, like, so we're both Egyptians and we have very Egyptian mothers. And on a weekend morning, after a night of being out with the boys or whatever you're doing, or just staying up late, being silly, you're just trying to sleep in. Your mother, it's like having a Spanish mother. It's like the Spanish mom memes. Your mother is instead of blasting
bachata
or what's it?
Daddy Yankee.
I don't even think they listen to Daddy Yankee, but who knows? Our mothers are blasting either Feiruz, Umm Khalsum,
Abdul Halim Hafiz,
or Muhammad Munir.
Yeah.
And it's like 8 a.m. They're doing laundry or sweeping, and you're contemplating, asking yourself,
after a long night of drinking
or just staying up late,
yeah,
what did I do to deserve this? And then your mother will be like, Sahannam ya Habib Mama,
aka wake up, baby boy.
And then you'll get up, you'll wish you were dead. You'll ask your mother, is there coffee, or did she at least make coffee?
She'll be like, La ya Habibi, ruh amal nafsak.
Make your own, baby boy.
Exactly. So anyway, we are at another episode of Pharaoh's Halftime, and that was a hilarious intro. Thank you, Anton, for sharing that wonderful Saturday morning
anecdote
that
That's
you go
an
through.
SAT word for your, or GRE word for yours, anecdote, a personal story recounting one's life.
You just threw me back to the fifth grade, bro, and I lost in the spelling bee when I forgot to spell necessary, and I will never forget how to spell necessary. NECCESSARY.
I mean, this day and age, autocorrect and like auto spelling on Microsoft Word has kind of ruined it for us. So like spelling bees are kind of like a luxury for little kids.
Exactly.
It's like a hardcore sport now. Like ESPN be broadcasting it. Like, yo, damn, it's like, watch out for a little prodigy. And it's always an Indian kid winning it too.
Wait, I think I actually just misspelled it.
Did you really?
I still haven't learned my lesson. I think I said N-E-C-C, but it's N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y. See? I haven't learned my lesson since fifth grade.
It's okay. You have autocorrect and spell check on your phone. You're fine.
You know who else hasn't learned their lesson? The big boys in the Champions League. We're doing it, Anton.
I didn't even say anything this time. I'm just drinking my protein.
Drink it.
At least finish the song. There we go. I want to point out one thing. A lot of people don't have the luxury of listening to it a lot this year because they're either working.
Yep.
Or the fact that Turner Sports screwed it up for all of us.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned that
the other day.
Yeah, though. Fox had such better coverage of the Champions League. Like, Turner Sports, they bought Bleacher Report, and then created a streaming service, and now you have to pay a game you want to watch, or you pay a ridiculous sum of money to watch all games. Some of the teams you just don't care about. It's not worth it. Either you can afford it or you can't.
Yeah, and no disrespect, they always have this pre- and post-match analysis, but the people that are on it, I mean,
I was promised Charles Barkley, damn it. I was promised Shaquille O'Neal. They were actually in talks. Uh-huh. To do a big thing on TNT.
To combine the NBA.
Not the NBA, but like, Steve Nash, excuse me, I'm sorry, was already signed on to do this.
Okay.
They wanted to have a couple, besides soccer players doing it, they wanted to have more NBA guys to combine it. Like, they wanted to have someone from the NBA coverage team.
That would be cool, like Jeff Van Gundy or something.
No. They wanted Shaq or Barkley because they're just so notable and like everyone knows who they are. If you watch NBA on TNT, you know who those two are.
That would be ratings up.
That was the original plan.
And then it all went to shit.
They just hired a bunch of millennial losers to makes Steve Nash looks. I mean, Steve Nash knows a lot about soccer.
Yeah, 100%. He's a Spurs fan, by the way.
He knows a lot. I'm not talking down his knowledge or anything like that.
No.
But the people around him,
they make him look like
Mike Tenay or Jim Ross to wrestling.
They got Tim Howard. No disrespect to Tim Howard. They got Maurice Edu. No disrespect
to Tim Howard. Tim Howard was an okay commentator on NBC Sports. He wasn't that great. his commentary wasn't great when he was on NBC Sports. The fact that he got a job doing Champions League for Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
You just question it.
Yeah.
You just question it. His commentary was not good.
It's like Mohamed Aboutrika. He's actually an analyst for BN Sports, the Arabic.
He's okay. I've listened to
him. Yeah, he's okay, actually.
But he's not that great of an analyst. No, Zidane is actually the better analyst.
Mohamed Zidane is.
He's actually the better analyst.
That's true. But you were saying how it was. What did you say the word with Tim Howard? It was not the best idea, or you said something along those lines.
It just wasn't the right choice. It wasn't the right fit.
And I don't think Juventus was the right fit when they lost 2-0 to at home or away, I should say, to Atletico Madrid. What a game
that
was!
What happened, man?
I think our friend Ahmed, who was on the show 2-3 weeks ago, was flat out right.
He called it. Once the draw came out, yeah. I remember speaking to him. We have a group text going on.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him and another Juventus fan, Ants.
Yeah.
They were just like, we're done. Like, that's it. Juventus, we're not going to get – just the way they're playing. They're not – like, most Juventus – even online, Juventus fans, even though they're top in Serie A, they're not – and even before they got knocked out of the Coppa Italia.
Yeah.
They just weren't happy with the style of play. They've been complaining about how the midfield is just killing them. They're saying Pjanic just needs to stay healthy,
mm-hmm.
and they can't depend on a midfield of Bentancur and Matuidi
and Chan and
Khedira.
Those four people just need to be wiped out. Changed.
I don't know how Ramsey's gonna
Ramsey's gonna give him some new life. I think so, at least.
He's going to take some time. He's not going to be an instant impact.
No, definitely not. But I think he's going to bring more fresh face to the midfield.
Let's point out how Aaron Ramsey is making more money on Juventus than Paul Pogba is on Manchester United.
Dum, dum, dum.
He's 500,000. He's making...
It was like half a mil or close to
half,
it?
Half a million euros a week.
A week.
That's...
ridiculous.
That's the executive... That's my... That, the. The director of my team.
Yeah,
that's his salary a year.
See you, Ron.
And he works like what, 20-hour days.
Jesus, man doesn't even sleep.
Yeah, seriously. So
what do you even do with all that money, though? On a real note, you don't do anything.
I personally speaking from my, yeah. I would invest.
Probably,
I would invest in real estate or buy buildings in New York City. Because those motherfuckers are going up. Excuse my language. They're just shooting up. Except Staten Island. Staten Island, the bubble has popped. Great time to buy a home right now for you folks that are looking to buy a home. I'm looking.
Work.
So it's a great time. Wait a little bit longer because it's going to even go. We're going to sing the Ludacris song, How Low Can You Go? it's a great time. But with that money, I would open up a couple of businesses too.
Uh-huh.
Take a gamble on a couple of startups. Or maybe just open my passion, you know? Like one of my dreams...
Open up a watch store.
That too. That's what I and sneakers. I would love to do that.
Work.
With that kind of money. Also, I would give back with that money. I would help my father open up his dream of having a business. Open up that wedding hall we've always talked about having.
It's all gonna happen, my friend.
Finesse all these white people who are gonna get divorces in 6 months.
Oh God, let's not
finesse.
This is Pharaoh's halftime, Anton. We have to get back on track.
I know. We're having fun today. That's
I appreciate you sharing your goals and dreams. I hope you the best. But
okay, this is a Squidward here. Like Squidward, hope his dreams moment right now. That's what you just say. Just say screw your dream. Just say screw your dreams right now.
All right,
SpongeBob.
All right, I'm being Mr. Krabs right now. Okay.
All right, SpongeBob. No, you're SpongeBob right now. Late all the time. Too.
I can't do his laugh. But anyway, let's get back to Juventus and Atletico.
What the hell? Shout out to
Diego Simeone.
Diego Simeone and Diego Costa.
Yeah.
He didn't score a lot of goals.
No.
But he didn't score any goals, actually. Excuse me. But he kept the defense shaky that night.
And I have to give props to also Morata, who did score that goal, which...
Disallowed
for...
Unluckiest man in football has to go to him.
Dude. I thought I was watching bowling pins just fall because that's what I saw in the Juventus defense. They were just flopping left and right.
I just want to point out before I start crying that this was the strike, along with Griezmann, this was the dream strike force for Chelsea for a long time. I was licking my lips at the idea of Costa and Morata last season.
Yep.
Didn't work out.
And they both went to Atletico.
At least I have an Atletico jersey.
There you go. Of Diego Costa. You're yeah. welcome for that, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great birthday gift.
Got you. But I don't know if Juventus can fight back from this.
No, they could do it. If they could come back against
Real Madrid,
Real Madrid last year. Yeah, they could come back against Real Madrid.
And it was 3-0 and they were at the Bernabeu.
They could do it. They could do it.
I think they could do it, but...
And if they could come back against Bayern Munich, even though it was during the span of one game.
Yeah.
If they could come back, which was one of the best Champions League games I still watched.
Which one was that?
Bayern Munich, Juventus. This was back in the 2015-2016 season.
Is that when Juve made the final?
No,
Juve...
Against
Barca?
No, it was the year after Juve made the final.
So Atletico made the final against Real Madrid.
That was
that was the heartbreak for Atletico.
Yes.
When Sergio Ramos
let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
But that year, Juventus and Bayern, Juventus was down and they came back.
That's true.
They can still do this. What Allegri needs to do right now is change up his tactics.
Correct.
He's been figured out.
And I feel like with the addition of Cristiano Ronaldo,
they shouldn't be losing games, they should be winning.
Exactly. And not only that, like I was saying earlier, our friend Ahmed was here a couple weeks ago, and he was just saying that pretty much there's nobody to feed him. Like you don't have a Modric, you don't have a Cruz
exactly.
in the middle of the park. Matuidi is very good. Pjanic is very good.
But
he can do similar roles.
But he's so injury prone.
He's injury prone, and he's not playing in and out. I feel like they should go out and buy a player like Verratti. He'd fit right in the midfield. He'd be like a Pirlo.
Go for Pogba.
Or goal. Ah, no, he's not going to leave Manchester United. I don't think so, at least. It was iffy for a little bit, but he's back. He's the main man on United.
If they don't keep Solskjaer, because like I said before, if they somehow get Zidane,
yeah,
maybe I could be wrong. This is just a prediction, but like if they don't keep Solskjaer, I think there's one foot's out the door.
Possibly, it's possible. It's possible. I mean, who knows what's gonna happen tomorrow?
Yeah,
but that's true. Well, let's shift actually to PSG Man United. With PSG got a big away win. 2-0 at Old
like
Trafford.
I predicted this. I predicted it was going to be...
Solskjaer's
going to
be first loss coming soon.
Yes. I predicted this, and I predicted it was going to be the Kylian Mbappe show.
He did score.
He did score. It was also an insulting game.
Mm-hmm.
Not to the players, to the fans. No, they were insulting the players' intelligence, but the fans had to sit there and suffer through it.
Yeah, by the way, I completely disagreed with Paul Pogba's red card. It was the other guy that tackled him, and Paul Pogba took one for the team.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
At one point in the game, they're just playing keep away.
Exactly.
And that was just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Where was the press? Where was the fight? He's just jogging to him. If I was a player like that and they're playing keep away with me, yeah. If I'm going against this guy, I would expect my guy to come here.
It's a like double press.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would expect them. Not to just like, they just looked like school children. It was like a bullying.
Like men versus boys.
Exactly. It was just.
A lot of people are saying that PSG are now the favorites to win the Champions League. And after that performance, they're probably going to go back to the Parc des Princes, probably win it out, like a 2-1 or something
probably.
Like that. They might. I don't think they're going to have Neymar back by then, but regardless, like they proved that they...
What is Neymar out with again? Broken toe, right?
I think it's a broken metatarsal, yeah. So I think he's out for like 9 weeks. So they're still not going to have him back. But I do see PSG, it being their year after a performance like that. After Manchester United got all their form back together and had all the spirit and Solskjaer and Pogba's back, and they just came and just stopped everybody in their tracks.
Yeah.
So they might take this and run.
I don't think the Man United fans expected this to happen either.
No, I don't think so either. I think they at least expected like to win at Old Trafford and then, you know, hope for the best or an away goal at the Parc des Princes.
Yeah.
But another dominating performance, and probably the most dominating and shocking of this Champions League round, Borussia Dortmund 0, my beloved Spurs, a big fat 3. What do you think about that? How about them apples, Anton?
I called the tactics, too.
How about them apples? 3-0.
Okay, Spurs played well. You know what I'm going to say? You're asking a Chelsea fan how he feels. Like, it's like, okay, they played well.
Try to be a neutral for a second, damn it.
They played well. No, they surprised everyone. Everyone said they couldn't do it. Everyone said it like that Sancho.
Yeah.
And
they didn't have Royce, Alcacer.
They didn't have Royce. Yeah, they didn't have Alcacer.
We didn't have Dele Alli.
I was expecting the midfield to step up a bit. The midfield's been playing excellent all season.
I mean, Witzel had a good game. It was very even in the first half. I watched the whole thing. And Dortmund had a few chances in the first half to score an away goal, but, you know, it just didn't happen. Second half, we came out, you know, firing. Son with an early, like, goal in the 47th minute. Then Jan Vertonghen had the game of his freaking life, got nominated, I think, like, the best player of the week. And he did the Super Jan celebration where he rips open his shirt, thinks he's Superman. So no, gay. It's not gay. You'd be at
so gay.
And then Llorente out of nowhere at the end, sealing it with a 3-0 win, man. I am happy to be his first fan. But at the same time, I do not want to really hype myself up that much because I know Spurs. I'm sure Mauricio Pochettino is going to come up with some sort of tactical genius plan and hold the 3-0 lead going into Dortmund. And that's why they sink. Mauricio Pochettino, he's magic.
He's really doing it,
you
guys.
You know.
He's really doing it. By the way, Tottenham's chants are some of the cringiest.
No, they're not. They're the best.
They're cringy.
They're the best.
They are so cringy.
let's
but, like, don't forget, next game, Alcacer. You have to watch out for Alcacer.
But apparently Harry Kane's coming back this weekend. He's going to be in training with the first team.
It's going to be a different dynamic the next game.
I think we're going to score an away goal, and that's going to end it.
Wait, are you guys... You guys already scored away goals.
No, the 3-0
Wembley. Excuse me.
So, like, they could get, like, 1-0, 2-0, and then we'll just hit them with away goal, and it's a wrap.
Never know.
They might win, though, over there, but I think we're going to definitely score, and it's going to be too much to handle.
All right.
Real Madrid-Ajax. What a fight from Ajax, though, man.
They have heart.
They have heart, and they got this unlucky with a couple of... I think they had a disallowed goal that shouldn't have been disallowed. I mean, they put up a fight, but Real Madrid with two away goals and a win, I think it's over.
It's just a shame.
Yeah,
it's just
it might be over. Porto, Roma, that was another entertaining one.
I didn't get to watch that game.
I watched the highlights, and it was one of the young prospects that came up big. Zaniolo scored two goals, bro, in the Champions League round of 16 game.
He actually came out after that game, and he's like, "I don't want to be like Totti, but I do want to stay with Roma for the rest of my life." So,
wow,
that's a very different aspect you don't see every day.
Exactly, all the young players like are looking for the big money move, and
where
are they going to go next? And give me this, and give me that, and they're very picky. But hey, man, if he's the next Totti, all respect. I always respected players that stayed at one club their whole lives. And we'll see what happens, man. That's an interesting one because they're going back to Portugal, and I'm sure Porto's going to give it their all. And they got some crazy fans over there. They yell and chant, and it's definitely going to be one to watch. Man City, I really don't know because they were down.
They were down
2-1 with 10 men, and somehow, some way, won the game 3-2, and it's over.
I blame it all on Raheem Sterling.
It's all over. I blame it all on the keeper because the keeper shouldn't have let that third goal in.
Yeah.
Like his positioning was way off and Sterling literally just tapped the ball into the net. Like, great. You literally had a 2-1 advantage. You could have made it like 4-5-1 and then there goes Manchester City from the Champions League, which would have made everybody's day much happier.
I'm hoping in the next round, Man City gets someone like an Atletico Madrid. Well, just so they get that dirty, disgusting football, and like they just like it's like they get bodied. So I want them to get bodied.
Out of these, 16 teams that we're looking at right now, let's say for example Porto move on and beat Roma. Watch them get Manchester City get Porto because on paper they're probably the weakest team.
Yeah,
on paper to advance as of this moment.
The conspiracy still lives, folks. The FA and UEFA are doing everything in their power to protect Pep to like make him look less of a fraud. Well, it's okay. Maurizio Sarri beat him to the punchline, but still,
dude,
they're trying to protect them.
He actually came out and said when he was at Barcelona, he was a lucky man for having like Xavi, Iniesta, and Messi.
Oh yeah, so
at least he admits it, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Another good, really good game that surprised me at least. Was Lyon versus Barcelona. They put up a fight, Lyon, man.
They did put up a fight.
And Ter Stegen pulled off one of the craziest saves I've ever seen. I forgot who shot it from the midfield, but it was like a 30-yard bang, and he just tipped it barely like fingertips.
It was fingertips. That's
and
it.
Onto the bar.
At
and
first,
that was
I, upon watching it, I thought that like his fingertips are done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, they're broken after this. There's no way.
That was a
there's
rocket
no
of
way.
A shot.
It was.
But, this one is not over. This
it's
one
not,
is not,
by, not
over
by a long shot.
Because
not by a long
Lyon
shot.
Is definitely going to come with a game plan to in the Camp Nou. I know Barcelona can be very intimidating over there. But
don't forget, Roma, a weak Roma beat Barcelona last year. They
that's
the
true.
Barcelona.
And Barcelona,
they're not gods like they once used to be. They're human.
Exactly. And I feel like, especially with all this change in their midfield, they're trying to get, you know, new young prospects like Frankie de Jong.
Exactly.
They have Arthur. They have all these young guys. Carlos Alena is another one, Spanish kid. So, like, they have all these new midfielders. Their defense has always been shaky. They are going to go out all out for the win. They're going to leave some, you know, space exposed in the back.
Yeah.
And somebody like Nabil Fekir can score like a 30-yard curler and end the game right there.
Exactly.
So that's a Lyon, man. If they go through,
that'd be one to watch.
That'd be huge.
And it'd also be third year in a row. Barcelona,
yeah,
did not advance to the round of 16, which yeah. would
no, I think they would get out. They always got out at the quarterfinals.
Was it quarterfinals?
Yeah, yeah. Quarterfinals. Roma was the quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals. Yes, excuse me. But sorry for the miss. It's been a long day.
It's all good.
That's
why we're here. We're here to correct each other. But you know what's funny with that is that Messi, before the season even started, before ball was kicked, he had the whole team lined up. The Camp Nou was packed, and he grabbed the mic as the leader of that team and said, "We will do everything that we can to bring the Champions League back home to the Camp Nou. And if they don't do it this year..."
Messi failed as a captain.
And I it's sad to say, because he's one of... I think he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah, no, he's not one of the... He is the...
I think he is the greatest of all time. But yeah, there's obviously arguable, and a lot of people are going to disagree. But
Ronaldo is better.
People will say Cristiano Ronaldo. People will say Pelé. People will say Maradona. People will say Cruyff. The list goes on and on. But
Cruyff is not the greatest. He's the most influential.
That's true. That's true. But that's also arguable. A lot of things up for debate. But I think that was it for the Champions League.
No, we got Liverpool Bayern.
Oh yeah, that was okay. So here's my take on it. I know you obviously have some comments, but I think Bayern got their tactics on point perfectly.
They kept them. They neutralized them.
They played very well defensively. They played very well in the midfield. And yes, they had a few chances to get an away goal, but I don't think that was really their plan. I think their plan was to come to Anfield, control the midfield, pass the ball around, you know, keep everything at ease, and that's exactly what
they did. That's what happened. On paper and tactically, they have the better midfield.
They do.
So the game was won. It was a battle of the midfield.
Yeah.
And the game was won.
Exactly.
You're not gonna...
Even though Henderson played one of his best performances in a Liverpool shirt that I remember, at least.
That's saying a lot.
I know, it is saying a lot. But he did play well, so I have to give him credit.
Yeah.
I think in the Allianz Arena, it's going to be, again, a hell of a game, and it's so, like, nicely poised.
Yeah.
Because if Liverpool do score an away goal, like, it's going to take double the effort from Bayern.
Yes.
So if Bayern do the same kind of tactics and kind of just neutralize the game...
It's going to go to penalties. I could see it. It's just one of those games that it's just screaming it.
It's screaming penalties.
The script calls for it.
You think it's going to be another 0-0? Well, that's the only way.
I think it's going to be 0-0, and it's going to go to penalties. Because it's just, they both have each other figured out.
Yeah.
Bayern couldn't score on Liverpool. Liverpool couldn't score on Bayern.
I don't know. I just fear for Liverpool, especially at the Allianz Arena. I feel like are going to completely change up their game plan. Yes, Liverpool are going to have Van Dijk back, which is a boost for them in the defensive line. Kimmich is actually going to be out for that game because of the disciplinary reasons, because he got too many yellows. But I still think for some reason Bayern's going to edge it. I feel like, you know, last year, with all respect to Liverpool, you know, we all love Salah and all this stuff because we're Egyptian. But I still think that last year Liverpool had an easy run to the final.
They did.
The only team that challenged them was Manchester City. And that was the only team that really, you know, like, on paper, like, gave him a hard time.
Exactly.
Because round of 16, I forgot. I think it was, like, Porto that they had.
They did have Porto.
They beat. Roma they beat. And then they lost in the final to Madrid. So, like, come on. That's the, you know, Manchester City being the only challenge up until the final with Madrid. Like,
yeah.
This is more like it. If you want to win the Champions League, you got to beat the best. And Bayern Munich is one of the top five clubs in Europe. So... I don't know, man. I'm going to lean towards Bayern in this one.
No, I'm leaning towards Bayern for this one.
And I'm sure our friend Shoukat that we met the other night, well, you met the other night, I've known him, he's going to be happy about that.
No.
And that's
100%.
Mia san Mia. I don't even know what that means, but it's a Bayern expression. That's for you, my friend. I think that means like Bayern forever or something like that, some German stuff. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it for the Champions League.
Yep.
Everybody should keep their eyes on all these games because
they're all ones to watch.
They're all ones to watch. The Champions League is my favorite competition besides the World Cup. I've mentioned it time and time again. This is like prime time football. This is the good stuff.
So let's go to Europa League today. That's good. We're only going to talk big clubs for Europa League. So
yeah. Why don't you talk about Chelsea? Chelsea won 3-0? 3-0 at home today. I'm against Malmo. I didn't even look at the Europa League today. You're
playing a Premier League team playing a game like in the Swedish league like Malmo. You're expected to win 3-0. This is when we're coming off a string of terrible losses. Two of the worst defeats in our history. The fans have just had it up to here with Maurizio Sarri. We got knocked out of the FA Cup on Sunday, 2-0 to Manchester United. This fraud decides to sub in, and I'm not even screaming anymore because I'm over it. I'm all for resetting the club right now. This fraud, you're down 2-0. You sub Cesar Azpilicueta with Davide Zappacosta.
What, today?
No. We were losing to Man United. You sub a defender for a defender when you're down?
He probably thought that the game was over and Zappacosta barely gets minutes, so throw the guy on.
Go for the win. Attack. You talk about bringing this attacking philosophy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Where was the fight? The summary of the night? Go look at this picture of Callum Hudson-Odoi just giving Maurizio Sarri the grill after the sub. That sums up every Chelsea fan. It's gotten to the point where fans are screaming F Sarri ball.
I know. I've noticed that.
And fans are walking out of games in protest to Maurizio Sarri.
That's crazy.
When you're so stubborn to switch your tactics, if something doesn't work, it's not going to work again. You've been figured out. Jorginho has been figured out.
But I think the problem is not Sarri. You have to give a manager some time. It might be the wrong manager, but at least you guys have to switch it up how you guys manage the club.
Also, I'm not done with that either.
Yeah.
We also have mentally weak players. That's Hazard.
Yep.
Very mentally weak. He's gone. I will drive him to Madrid. I will literally shit my car.
And say hello to Morata and Diego Costa while you're at it.
Oh, yeah. I'll stop by the Wonder Metropolitan and just hold on to Diego. Just be like, why did you leave? No, but all jokes aside, Willian, I love him.
Yeah.
I really do. But there comes a time.
The player's got to move on.
A player's got to move on. And I will always love him, be thankful for what he did to the club.
Yeah.
Pedro, I also love him. But he's at the wrong side of 30.
Gotta go.
But we're talking about the human body here. After a certain age, maybe some people are blessed to play till 37.
Yeah.
Others aren't blessed enough to...
He's blessed to play, but not at that high level.
Exactly. Exactly.
I could see him going back to like a Villarreal.
I would love for him to see go to like a smaller club in La Liga. Like I would love for him.
Yeah.
He deserves nothing but the best.
Pick. Exactly.
I love him. All right. Kante. Why don't we revert to a two-man midfield for the time being till we get the right personnel in?
Correct.
Kante, maybe we could do without Kante's goals or like his forward pause.
Yeah.
Maybe we need him to protect Jorginho. Play that Nemanja Matic role that went with Fabregas 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe we should play Kovacic that forward more.
Like or, as an attacking midfielder.
Or John Cena.
Yeah. That's
wrong. Or Loftus-Cheek.
You never know. Just change it up somehow.
Play.
Emerson.
I love Marcus Alonso, but he's just not right for the system.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he could work as a left center back or a defensive midfielder. Yeah. Or striker.
You never know at this
point. You never know at this point. But for God's sake, play Callum Hudson-Odoi.
He should have went to Bayern.
No! No. Keep him here. Keep him home. Keep him at Chelsea.
Did he play today?
He played today. He started. He scored a goal. He proved why he should, like, Maurizio Sarri should be putting his chips on him. And then, by the way, I think this is the board just holding a gun to his head at this point. But Maurizio Sarri had the gall, the nerve, the nuts to say, I think Christensen, Emerson, and Hudson-Odoi prove themselves today to play regularly. Oh! So they didn't prove themselves 2 months ago. when the rest of the senior squad was getting the shit kicked out of them by Bournemouth. When they were getting the shit kicked out of them by Bournemouth, that didn't play the case for the young guns to come in? For the young bucks? The young calves? The hungry dudes? Do I need to make any more...
You're good. I think your point is proven.
It's just today. And we did what you wanted us to do.
Yeah.
We got you Kepa, who's been a phenomenal goalkeeper. And I will defend him by saying all the goals conceded were not his fault.
Except one. The Paul Pogba one that was scored.
We don't talk about that.
The diving header, which was awesome. because we don't
We don't talk about that.
And that was a cool celebration where he just like stayed there.
We don't talk about that. Lukaku is dead to me.
Hey, Floro, so I'm shouting out Manchester United and Paul Pogba.
All right. We got him, Jorginho, who is the architect of this Sarriball, or Sarismo, as they say in Italy. And we got him. Say it for me, Antonio.
What?
Your favorite striker, who I have no faith in.
Gonzalo Higuain.
Yeah, we got Higuain. Yeah, wait, what did he do? Yeah, he scored two goals against a bottom table team.
All right, yeah, it's only his like fifth game, bro. Relax.
I want the Costa. You know what it is? I was spoiled with Diego Costa. Once he came into Chelsea, he was a human wrecking ball. I was spoiled. And I was spoiled with good form Morata, too.
Yeah. And then all that went to the shit.
Just with all to hell.
Sorry. Sorry.
So, like,
you guys all, need a whole big rebuilding process.
Yeah, I'm willing. This summer. I'm willing. Also, this is part of the fault of this crisis goes to the board, too.
Absolutely.
They hired Sarri 3 weeks before the season.
Yeah. No time to prepare.
And we didn't get signings, like, at least 2 weeks before the season started.
Yeah. Well, Tottenham didn't get any signings, but that's a different point.
You guys are good. You guys are established. It doesn't matter at this point.
Because Mr. Pochettino is Pochettino hot.
We sacked Antonio Conte for this. And that's...
That's heartbreaking.
I was about to say that. It breaks my heart.
That's heartbreaking because, like, what more? Again, I keep stressing the fact, especially a club like Chelsea who just want to win things, what more do you want from your manager than to win you a Premier League on his first year and an FA Cup on his second year? Why don't you just keep him? And he could have won you both this year.
You could have won the Champions League.
You could have won the Champions League. You guys aren't even anywhere near the Champions League this year.
At this point. We have to win. All chips
are in the Europa League.
And that's what I'm saying.
I feel like you guys are going to do shit in the Premier League. You're probably going to finish sixth, in all honesty, with this
probably
rate of form.
No.
Arsenal fifth, Manchester United fourth. That's the only way I see it happening.
We have to win the Europa League.
Yeah.
There just is no question.
Which I think the draw happens tomorrow, so we'll see what happens.
We're going to fucking get Inter, man.
Wait, actually, yeah. Oh, yeah, Inter won big today. They won 4-0. Yeah. But another big one that I wanted to mention that doesn't seem big, but scroll down over here. Real Betis got knocked out of the Europa League when they against Stade Rennes of League One. I don't even know how you pronounce that.
Rennes.
Yeah, Rennes. So they got knocked out today, even though they got a 3-3 away draw in the first leg. Like, how are you gonna mess up three away goals, come back to Spain, and lose 3-1? Like what?
What? It's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame. And they got one of my preferred players in the midfield in William Carvalho.
Yeah.
I really like that guy. He's a monster in the midfield. So Napoli, on another hand, they're through.
I could see us
getting Chelsea versus Napoli.
Because narrative. Carlo Ancelotti returns home to Chelsea. Well, I wouldn't say home. He just returns to Chelsea.
And Sarri returns
home to Napoli. Oh, yes. Ratings.
Oh, we live in Toronto. Yay. Oh, shut up. Not you. All the people that live there. That's from The Rock.
Go do yourselves a favor. Watch The Rock. Heel. Actually, type in heel. H-E-E-L. Rock. Promo in Toronto.
And you will get a good laugh because that was the heel Rock that we all loved, that we still loved even when he was a heel. And yeah, let's not talk about wrestling.
I hated him because of Hogan.
Nah,
I was a Hulkamaniac young.
He was the man. Another big one that actually I wanted to talk about in the Europa League was a possible final outing. And nobody really like noticed this, but we had a great draw in the round of 16, which was Sevilla versus Lazio.
Oh, yeah.
I could have seen this in literally the Europa League final. But I looked at it and I'm like, Sevilla is probably going to take it only because of their experience in the Europa League. Yes. And that's exactly what they did. They won 1-0 away in Italy. They won 1-0 away. Oh, no, 2-0 today in Spain. And they might go far again in this competition. So keep your eyes out for Sevilla.
Honestly, at this point, I'll take a Dynamo Zagreb.
Who beat, where is that? Olympiacos. Oh, no, they beat Plzen.
Yeah, I will take them.
Uh-huh. You'll take, like, Zenit?
No, I'll take Rons.
Yeah.
Slavia Praha.
You don't want a Benfica.
No, hell no. I don't want Benfica.
You don't want a Benfica, that's for sure.
Dynamo, I don't want any of like the Russian, Croatian, Ukrainian teams because they give you a hard time.
You'll take Eintracht Frankfurt.
Yes, I will take Eintracht Frankfurt. But I don't want any of like the Eastern European teams because
you won't take Valencia.
Hell no. Hell no.
Definitely not Arsenal. You might.
No, that. we don't get Arsenal. You can't get.
Oh, you can't get the same thing.
Same thing as the Champions League. You can't get countries in the same. Unless it's a final or anything like that.
Yeah, but what about Liverpool, Man City last year? I think at a certain
that was
point,
quarter. Yeah. That was quarterfinals.
Also, up until the quarterfinals, yeah. I think the rules.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was really it for the notable Europa League games.
Yeah,
I think
nothing crazy. Inter Milan won 4 against.
Yeah, that was good for them.
Yeah.
There's a big thing going on with Icardi, by the way.
Yeah,
no, he was stripped of his wife.
Stripped of the captaincy, and they gave him a new contract. He's signing it, apparently.
Yeah.
This is all probably like the work of his wife, who's also his agent. So she's just trying to get that payday.
Apparently, they didn't sign Icardi at Real Madrid because of his wife. That's what I heard. Like, apparently, she was asking for way
too
much money.
Asking for too much money. What is it? Okay, she's an agent.
Yeah.
So she's just looking out for not only the best interest of her her husband.
Yeah.
Her family. Because it's a shared money. I mean, Juan Danara isn't... Like, reading from a little backstory on her, she isn't the most virtuous.
To say the least.
to say the least. But I will give her that. She's just looking out for her kids. She's looking out for her man.
Yeah.
And she wants them Louis bags. Go get your payday, boo-boo.
I'm sure you have enough of those Louis bags. So.
Go get your payday, boo-boo.
Let's shift gears actually to the Premier League because we've had like a week and a half now without good old Premier League action.
Yes, yes.
So let's go straight into the London derby that's happening. West Ham versus Fulham. And
come on, Ranieri, do the right thing, man.
Do the right thing but West Ham, they're good at home. They're gonna keep being inconsistent. They're always gonna be this like 13th place, 12th place team. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, like you could tell with Manuel Pellegrini, he's trying to like implement.
He's trying to get them into the like Europa League, which
he's
would be
trying
a big
to implement
step,
something special for West Ham, and like
it's
I like
take him time.
I like Manuel Pellegrini.
He was awesome. There was no reason for him to be fired from Manchester City because they knew Pep was coming.
They wanted Pep. That's
what
it is.
That was
they,
pretty much
it. Was so disrespectful. He deserves better.
Yeah, then he won the Premier League with them.
Yeah,
which was crazy. Cardiff, Watford, that might be a snoozer.
Is going to be a snoozer. We all know what I mean. Actually, Cardiff. They've been showing up.
They have ever since what happened to Emiliano Sala.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
So what? It could be a thriller. I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah.
But it could be a thriller. What is going to be a thriller, though, Wolves and Bournemouth.
That's going to be good.
That's going to be a good game to watch. Wolves, they're vying for that Europa League place. They're doing good. And Bournemouth has gotten their shit together lately.
Exactly.
I think that 4-0 win against Chelsea was the motivation they needed. They're like, okay, we could take it
to the next level.
We could take it at a giant club. What's the other? But that giant club beat Man City and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
What's stopping us from doing the same?
Correct.
So it's given them that new lease of this on the season and this new motivation to keep going forward and more power to them. Even if it's at Chelsea's expense.
Yeah.
I want to watch some good football, not some corny ass Sarissimo.
Chelsea, Brighton, you guys definitely should win at home. No question about it. Okay, maybe I take that back.
It's actually postponed.
Is it?
Because we have the Capital One, the Carabao Cup this week against Man City. That's why I'm laughing. Because Kep is injured, baby. We got Willy Cavalier. Actually, Willy comes in when you need him the most.
Except in the World Cup when he just chucks, like, flicks the ball up into Ante Rabic.
But here's the thing.
Who just
Argentina defense together is just bad.
Yeah, but that was solely his mistake.
It was solely his mistake. But still.
Dude. What if you guys win the Carabao Cup this Sunday, which will be a good boost for the players? Hopefully you guys will make Champions League.
We lost 6-0 to Man City the other day.
It doesn't matter. You guys can still make top 4. I wouldn't count them out in the Carabao Cup. I wouldn't count them out. It is Manchester City. You guys just did lose to them 6-0, but I wouldn't count
I don't
them
know. Out. Here's the thing. Like, I don't want to watch another game where we just concede in, like, the first 5 minutes, bro.
Yeah.
That's been happening
you,
a lot.
I told you this before about Chelsea. They need their whole defensive line, except Azpilicueta, changed. Rudiger's okay, but you love him. David Luiz needs to go.
Christensen, he's good.
He's okay, but I think you guys need a solid center back, just like Van Dijk, to come in and just clean up the mess.
It's going to be – it's. I'm just afraid – I don't want to be heartbroken again.
I hope not. I hate both clubs, so I don't really care what happens. I was going to show you some sympathy there, but I really don't care about Manchester City or Chelsea. I care about you, my friend. How you doing? But let's move on to another game that I think is going to be intriguing, which is Arsenal versus Southampton. Arsenal is always good at home, but Southampton can
– knocking
can,
on the door.
Yeah, they can. I can definitely see them pulling a good fight because, you know, when I was in England – and they versed Tottenham, the game could have ended like 5-5. But it didn't happen because there was a bunch of balls that hit the post, and it was a really entertaining game. So I could see it similarly happening with Arsenal versus Southampton. But I want to wrap up the show with, I think, what is going to be a very big, big game for the whole Premier League title race in Manchester United versus Liverpool. That's going to be insane.
It's not really a derby, but it's a derby because these two teams hate each other because they're technically not in the same region.
No,
historically they're a derby because
they actually are. They're like half hour from away from each other.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Here's the thing though. Historically they're a derby because when one of them opened the port first, they hated each other because of it. So when the football teams would meet, it like all that because jobs were taken.
Yeah.
It would just be the culmination of all that hatred on the field towards the city. Like, oh, you bastards took our jobs and this and that by opening up this port.
So the history runs deep.
Yeah, and there's no shortage of entertaining games except for that snoozer back in September 2016 when it was Klopp versus Mourinho, their first go at each other.
Yeah.
It was a Friday night game. Everyone's like, Mourinho, Klopp, Liverpool, Manchester United. It's going to be a Friday night slobber knocker.
You sound like the NBC Sports commercial.
0-0. I remember I was in the office and we had a girl who was a Manchester United fan and we had downtime. Yeah. So we turned it on the TV in the kitchen and she's like, look at this. And I'm just like, this is boring.
Yeah.
And all the pundits were just like, this is boring. You go online, Reddit, boring.
I
YouTube, boring.
I have a feeling actually that Liverpool are going to go on a run of doing a lot of ties. I feel like their chemistry, especially in the top three, Salah hasn't been really performing as well. Mane's
this
been
whole
given
season,
some...
that's a story of the season, though. Yeah, that's a story.
But they're still first. That's the problem. I feel now is the time where they're gonna actually like. Yes, they only lost once, and credit to them. But I think they're gonna get a run of
pressure.
Draws,
the pressure is going to start building to them. Now, in their minds, are like, oh my god, we're so close. We're so close. Yeah. This is well, and also, you have to take a note that the personnel is not the same. The only one who's left from that team is Hendo.
Yeah.
Is it Hendo?
I think it is Hendo.
That's the only one left from that team.
Yeah, everybody else is new.
He has that experience and he has to keep them afloat.
I think this
is where he needs to step up most.
And he's the captain for a reason. He is the captain. Van Dijk isn't even the captain.
He has to step up. Van Dijk is already a good hype man.
Exactly.
He's a good enforcer.
Yeah.
Hendo needs to step up and be like, I've been here before.
Uh-huh.
I know how the pressure gets. We can't let it get to us.
Yeah.
And he has to pretty much become Stevie G and says, this does not slip.
No pun intended.
No, really. No pun intended.
Yeah.
However, I do hope. Funny, this is one to note, folks. When Chelsea play Liverpool again, it's on the anniversary of the slip and it's the same date and the same time of the fixture.
And the same place. It's at Anfield.
It's at Anfield.
Uh-oh.
I'm hoping...
licking your lips for this one.
Even though Chelsea aren't doing great and we may lose the game or we may draw, I'm hoping for at least a draw and a slip.
The slip.
I'm thinking maybe somewhere along the lines of...
Mohamed Salah.
No.
He's way too in advance.
Yeah, no. And Chelsea fans respect him because he didn't celebrate against
Van Dijk.
Yes. That would turn Liverpool fans into... I think me and Floro spoke about this. Yeah. That would turn them into meltdown mode.
Yep.
Not all the world governments and nuclear codes wouldn't save that meltdown.
You know who else I could see slipping up? Allison, because he's not good with his feet.
Oh, yes. That would be... I was hoping Michi Batshuayi would be back with us.
Yeah,
because that would be because it would his facial reactions and the memes he posts, especially the meme he posted after we won the Premier League.
Uh-huh.
Just in general, the memes and the shit he says on Twitter is hilarious. So imagine him, someone slipping again, and him doing the goal again, and the memes he would post up, because he is a Twitter troll king.
But Batshuayi didn't score that one. It was Dembaba.
No, I'm saying if Batshuayi played the role of Dembaba.
I got you. Who's number 19 on Chelsea now?
No one.
Nobody, right? I was about to say whoever's the number 19, get ready for the biggest game of your life.
The number 19 is a legendary number. The number 19 belonged to three great people on Chelsea.
Dembaba.
Dembaba, the legendary Jose Boswinga, even though he was shite.
Nah, he was 17.
Oh, yeah, Boswinga was 17.
Boswinga.
Who was 19?
I don't know.
Boswinga. Either way, Boswinga was, even though he was doo-doo most of the time, come Champions League time, the guy was a god.
Yeah, he was bolting down that right wing.
And the game John Terry got red carded, he stepped up. That's Drogba played left back. Was left back or right? No, Drogba played right back, and Boasinga went to the middle.
Wow.
Yeah, and Drogba's like, I'll play right back.
Exactly how he sounds.
He's like, shoots a rocket from midfield. You see Victor Valdez trying, like, reaching out. Those were good times, man.
Good times.
We're never going to have a mentally strong team like that ever again. But as like I was saying, I was hoping Michi Batshuayi would be with us.
That would be clutch.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It would be interesting to watch.
I don't know who would I want to score that goal for Comedica, because it's going to be a funny goal. It's going to be
Callum Hudson-Odoi.
Nah, he's got that Anthony Martial serious face going on. He was too serious.
You want like somebody like lanky, like Dembaba? Who the hell is lanky?
He's not lanky.
Ross Barkley.
You can't see me! John Cena, the attitude adjustment on those Liverpool players right through the table. Cue in Jim Ross screaming, by God, he has a family.
let's hear a word from our sponsor, shall we, my friend?
Of course. Once again, thank you, folks, for tuning into another episode of Pharaoh's Halftime from Antonio and I. We thank you for supporting us. We thank you for giving us your feedback. Thank you for giving us your time of day, and we are happy to share our love for the sport for you and give you a different take on things.
And just a side note, this is the first time that we are mentioning on the podcast that you can now follow our official Instagram page at Pharaoh's Halftime 10 on Instagram.
We had to add the 10 there because apparently it was taken, and
It might have been us actually that we just didn't know the password.
You know what it is? It was later now we were doing this, and we're just like, "Yo, it didn't work! It didn't work!" Yeah. And like Instagram lately, they've been just weird to create an account. It's whatever. Well,
follow us. Continue to listen to us. We love you. We're gonna probably post this up real soon. Spread the word from myself and Anton. See you around.
Stay blessed, y'all.